America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I have a question, Andy. What is wrong? Why does the NFL suck this year? The NFL kind of sucks this year. And I don't necessarily mean like the game, each game sucks or that the product on TV sucks. The teams suck. Most of the teams in the NFL this year suck. There's nine teams. That's a third of the league. There's nine teams who have two wins. More than half the teams are 500 or worse, and 15 teams are under 500. That seems... And I did a little bit of research here. That is about as bad as it's been in the last decade. Like, that's at the halfway point in the season, this seems egregiously bad. There's way too many bad teams, way more so than there usually are.
So I feel like it's a perfect storm of incompetence to me. It feels like a bunch of teams. You got this, like, circle of teams with bad coaches. This circle of teams with bad quarterbacks, some of those overlap and, you know, concentric circles and have issues there. And then you lose some talent, right? Like, you look at a Tampa Bay team.
Yep.
Well, when you lose your two best receivers, who are both Pro Bowl caliber receivers, so injuries are chipping away in different places. I also think this isn't necessarily record-wise, but the whole penalties we lump in there. We watch a lot of these primetime games, and all of a sudden there's 20-something penalties. You know, we talked to Jonathan Jones about it yesterday, and I think there are a bunch of different factors at play. I also think the way people are treating things, the dumbing down of offenses to get rookie quarterbacks ready. And we have great rookie quarterbacks. That's great. Like, we're enjoying some of that. But I don't know if it's best suited. You know, you don't have a lot of established coaches with established schemes and established quarterbacks. Like, how many of those are there? Really, how many of those where you'd say that team has a great coach, great scheme, great quarterback? Few and far. Kansas City.
There's Kansas City.
Damnedest thing. They're undefeated.
Weird. Yeah, there's not a lot of teams like that right now.
You know what I mean?
Not
even some of the good teams, I don't know that we're sold on, say, a newcomer like Darnold, O'Connell, the Vikings. What are they? Are they really good? Are we going to be or is Darnold kind of not going to end up being what he's been early on? San Francisco hasn't been it. They've had injuries. They've had issues there. Like, some of the the Eagles are...
Eagles have been a big disappointment.
Infuriating, I think.
If you're an Eagles fan, 6-2. It's not like they're bad, but they've been disappointing. They're not number one in that division. Washington is right now. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot. You look around, and I think talent ends up winning out. Like, those are usually the teams where it rises to the top.
Coaching talent, too, though.
Coaching talent is part of it.
Because I feel like a lot of teams, if we went through team by team, hey, we got 4 hours, maybe we will.
Okay.
We could say bad quarterback, bad coach, right off the bat. One of the other we would think is bad, right?
Right.
And that right there, I think those are the two most important things in football, coach and quarterback.
Yeah.
And if we can check off 15, 20 of those teams that we think either the quarterback or the coach is bad, that would tell you why those teams are probably bad.
Yeah. You look at all the two-win teams, for example. The New York Giants don't have the quarterback, don't have the coach. Patriots, we know. Have the quarterback, don't have anything else. Saints. Fired their coach.
I'm
just doing the two-win teams here. Vegas, neither one. Jacksonville, neither one. Carolina, neither one. Cleveland, neither one. Miami, do they have the quarterback? I'd say yes.
I'm not sure.
And the coach,
and he missed time.
He did miss some time, so they didn't have him all year. But I think that they have the quarterback that they want. They have a franchise quarterback, and I think a pretty good coach. But they lost him for part of the year, so they're a two-win team. Tennessee, I'd say, has neither one. And that's it. Those are all the two-win teams right there, and they're all two wins for a reason.
And even the ones you're talking yourself into, let's say Tua, Mike McDaniel's a good example, because I think they're sort of similar to Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. A couple of years ago, they were all the rage.
Right.
Good young coach, good young quarterback to go into the Super Bowl. That's different. Like, back in the day,
in my day,
Tom Brady did it for 20 years. Peyton Manning did it for 20 years with Bill Belichick,
right,
with Tony Dungy, a Hall of Fame coach. You know, even some of the lesser teams, the Ben Roethlisbergers, the Philip Rivers, there was consistency at the coaching position, quarterback position, sometimes both, that I just don't think we have. Even the good ones. Like, there's so few, and I know they've aged out. Bill Belichick's not in the league right now. Pete Carroll aged out. Some of that coaching stability. But I think that's, to me, it starts with the coach and the quarterback, and I just don't think there are very, and again, I don't think it's a coincidence, because I don't think the Chiefs are dominant. They just have a good coach and a good quarterback and find a way to win every week.
I think they have a dominant defense.
They have a very good, I'm not sure it's dominant. It might be 2024 dominant, which is, to me, lacking in the, they're not.
There's not a lot of dominant defenses this year.
They're not one of those old school, like, you can win a Super Bowl. No, but they don't make a ton of mistakes. And you gave them D-Hop, who's like tearing up that he's so excited that he's playing with Patrick Mahomes and becoming the go-to guy.
That was really nice of Tennessee to do that, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Very nice. Hey, you know what, you guys? Seems like you're having a tough season. How about DeAndre Hopkins for not very much? How's that grab you?
Yeah, that was that could be the difference right there. Like, I think that's why they could go undefeated.
Because that was a dominant defense, the Chargers, and they're making some moves today. They're holding teams to like under 13 points a game. So you could say maybe this year they have a dominant defense.
But we'll see over the totality of the season. You know, we were joking yesterday. Ah, the Saints had a great offense for a couple weeks to start the year. They were putting up big points. They were talking the town. Now you got Michael Thomas telling everybody that their quarterback is a dink. The coach is already fired. Like, it just goes south in a hurry because nobody has much cachet, stability, and I would say competence at the two most important spots.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. And I think the good teams this year are very good. The Detroit Lions, I think, are a very, very good team. I think the Chiefs are very good. They're in the middle of a dynasty right now. They made three-peat. Like, this is, you know, this could be historic stuff we see here with them. I think Buffalo's very good. I think Baltimore's very good. Who's another good team that's maybe, Pittsburgh's maybe one of those teams that you look at and you say, well, how good are they really? And that's another team with a very good defense and an offense that's been kind of sloppy, but has been putting it together here this year. And they're a 6-win team is the point. Texans, very good. And then in the NFC, I think Washington, we'll see about them. They're very good right now. I don't think there's any very good teams in the West, and I'm not really sure about the South either. I don't think the Falcons are a very good team, but those are two divisions right there and one very good team.
But that's the Falcons are a good example. They're fun. They have talent. They make plays. Hard to label them very good just because they have a first-year coach and a first-year quarterback.
Right.
Like, Kirk Cousins just arrived, and their coach just arrived. Who is it, Raheem Morris?
Yes.
I always struggle with some of these coaches. I forget who's coaching some of these
teams. I remember Raheem Morris just because of all the people going, I can't believe they took Raheem Morris over Bill Belichick.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. You know, but, like, that was the main
But is that
thing
a dominant team?
Stand out.
Even
I'd
maybe,
say no, they're not at all.
And even one of the best teams in football, I think people are still hesitant for three reasons. The name of the team, the crazy coach, and the soft quarterback. Like, the Detroit Lions might be a great team.
Yeah.
Might be. But I think everybody has a little bit of like, is Dan Campbell really a great coach? Is he going to lead them to the promised land? Is Jared Goff a great quarterback? And they're the Detroit Lions. Like, no one has ever seen them be winners. So it's hard to envision them being winners.
I know. It's hard to imagine the Detroit Lions finally being good. And they've had good players over the years, but they've never really been a great team. They're arguably, I know that Kansas City's undefeated. The Lions have the best point differential by like a good amount, by like 30 or 40 points. They're the best team in the league right now.
I'm kind of rooting for that Super Bowl. I know it's way early, but the old school Chiefs, like, we know who they are, what they are, how they're going to win versus the new school, and you got like legacy dynasty three-peat on the line against the ultimate never won a thing. And I also think Dan Campbell would be a hell of a lot of fun to watch during a Super Bowl week.
Oh, totally.
All hopped up on coffee for every media day and media session. And we still didn't get to the bottom of, they haven't made a trade yet, right?
The Lions?
When he was bouncing up and down, rubbing his boobs on the podium earlier in the week, last week.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, I don't think they've really...
Steelers got Mike Williams today. The Commanders traded for Lattimore.
That's a good trade for them.
That's a great trade for them, I think.
I like him a lot.
They were looking for help there, too.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.